Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to Business Strategies Podcast for professionals and small business owners who want to launch the business of their dreams. I'm Holly Silva. And though it used to be more of a dislike slash hate slash run and hide relationship, I am now enamored with fundamentals, especially in the context of business. So in this episode, I'm going to share with you one of the fundamental aspects of starting and running the business of your dreams. We've got 9 points here on getting clear on the problem you solve. Picture this. You're in the shower, or in the middle of your afternoon commute, and all of a sudden, the heavens open up and bestow upon you the most brilliant $800 million business idea. It's been years since you didn't act on the last brilliant idea and somebody else cashed in on it and is now making a measly $30,000 on each speaking engagement around the world because they now have all the time in the world to give back. And you won't let this happen to yourself and your family's future again. So you very quickly decide that this time it's yours. And you should. Probably. Maybe. But if you don't get very clear about everything around the problem your $800 million idea is solving, it may see a much, much lower ceiling than the one it had shattered in your brilliant vision. So before your idea goes down the drain, how can you, as a competent, responsible human wanting to make the world a better place, get clarity on the problem you're here to solve? First step, market research. Do a thorough search of the marketplace. Industry revenue, industry trends, competitors, demographics, macroeconomics, geography. In other words, knowing your business and as much as you can about the industry inside and out. This can take time. It can also cost money, or a combination of both. But some free places to start. You can do a keyword search for market statistics or industry data specific to your business. Some other places: Google Trends, U.S. Census Bureau, International Trade Administration. It's going to take time. You're going to have to dig through. But if you're data-driven and analytics-oriented and you really enjoy doing the research, then this is going to be great for you, especially if you need to be cost-effective. Well, by cost-effective, I mean free. All right. Another great place where you can find pretty much everything, but there is a fee, is IBISWorld. That's IBISWorld.com. They provide in-depth industry research on thousands of industries worldwide, and their stuff is pretty cool. So take a look at the trends, analyze the data and historical impact. Look at what challenges people are facing. After zooming out and seeing the big picture, you can then zoom back in to identify where your business fits in and how it can make a meaningful impact, which is beneficial to everyone. Now that you've become well acquainted with the business, you've probably gotten a pretty good picture of who your ideal audience is. This is another term for your ideal customer or client. Though you may not be able to see their face yet, you should now have an idea of things like where they live, their annual income, what they spend their money on. The next step is to dig deeper. Every business serves a specific audience, and this is step two. Become acquainted with your audience. And write these answers out. What's their age range? Their marital status? Kids? Grandkids? Who or what means the most to them? Where do they spend their free time? Do they own yachts or do they go cow tipping? Are they business owners? Salary employees? Hourly? Where do they shop? What is their lifestyle like? Do they wake up at 4 a.m. or go to sleep at 4 a.m.? Why is that their schedule? What are the situations and concerns that they encounter throughout their day? What do they desire? What do they need? Now you're getting personal. You may even be able to see their face at this point. Give them a name. Back in the 90s was the WWJD movement. Some of you probably remember that. What would Jesus do? So think about what this now named customer of yours does, says, thinks about your service, product, customer service, pricing, social media, market engagement, etc. When you have this detailed customer persona, you gain insight into the mind of your ideal customer and tailor your offerings accordingly. Now that you've cut through the noise, so to speak, and I'm not recording video with this episode, so you'll just have to imagine my karate chop hands. You have the clarity and the focus to be able to go directly to your audience and listen to their voice, which is step three. Interview them. Send them a survey. You can do this for free or by fee through social media, Microsoft Forms, Google Forms, or a survey app like SurveyMonkey, SurveyPlanet, Typeform, Jotform. There are a bunch out there. Figure out which works best for you. Figure out which works best for your audience and your budget, and then engage with them. Ask them questions, ask them for feedback, things that they like, things that they want to see optimized. And in the last step, you hypothesize their needs, but now you can ask them directly. What are the situations and concerns that they encounter throughout their day? You're hearing this directly from them, and that is invaluable information. After that, now this is key. Fourthly, develop empathy for your ideal audience. Put yourself in their shoes and create an empathy map, which will help you to visualize their thoughts, their feelings, and some of the things that they're doing or not doing when it comes to the problem that you are aiming to solve. By the way, the Interaction Design Foundation has a really helpful article with visuals that you can reference, and the link for that is in the show notes. All right, now that we've gotten personal, cut through the noise, and have a basic yet pretty clear picture of the psychology of your audience, we're going to get pinpoint specific on the challenges, the frustrations, the obstacles that they face. This is number five if you're taking notes. These are their pain points. These are the problems. If they've got pain and they've got problem, that means they haven't found the right solution yet. So this begs the question, what solution is currently unavailable or inadequate? I'm going to ask that question again. What solution is currently unavailable to your ideal audience or inadequate to solve their pain problem, to relieve their pain? Notice I said that they haven't found the right solution. You might provide the solution to their problem, but if it's not the right solution for them, they're either going to keep looking somewhere else or keep kicking your tires. And whether it's you or someone who works for you, nobody ain't got no time for that. So again, this is why we've taken the time to get thoroughly acquainted with your audience. We want to find the solution, but more than anything, we want to find the right solution. And this next step, number six, is going to help you to work out the kinks of your solution. Now, you started out with a proposed solution, your $800 million idea, which has probably been humbly adjusted and evolved throughout the process of the research phase. And now it's time to test your solution. This is pilot programs, experiments, prototype testing. There are two types of testing, alpha testing and beta testing, which, by the way, you can read more about from the HubSpot link that's also posted in the show notes. But alpha comes first, and it's the internal testing, meaning tested by you and your team. Controlled environment, assessing the performance of your solution. Quick example, is the cake safe to eat? Does it travel well? And is it delicious? Now, beta comes after the alpha. This is the Greek alphabet. So beta, this is delivering the cake to your cousin's summer weekend barbecue. And then you look at, how did the logistics work out? Did they eat the frosting? Did they save it for later? Or did they toss it? Was it, oh my gosh, so good, we're going to call you for the next party? Or, nice, ask for feedback. This phase is another good time for another survey or form. Remain open to any insights or suggestions or any information that's going to come from this stage. It can be a little bit scary, a little bit testing maybe to the ego, but if you can get your ego in check and you can really truly be open, this can really help to optimize your business and the processes. All right. Now that your solution has been battle tested and you've made some adjustments, hopefully it's now the right solution. So step seven, it's time to develop your value proposition. This is simply a statement that powerfully acknowledges the problem and addresses the other solutions available in comparison to your right solution. I'm going to say that again. The value prop is simply a statement that powerfully acknowledges the problem and addresses the other solutions that are available to your ideal client in comparison to the right solution that they have for their problems. This is where your pained, solution-seeking ideal customer gets to hear all about their pain from you and what you are doing to properly alleviate them of that. All right. We're on the home stretch. We're at step number 8. We're going to repeat and refine, repeat and refine, repeat and refine. Entrepreneurship is a journey of continuous learning and adaptation. As you gather more insight about your market and your ideal audience, stay flexible and adaptable. Be willing to pivot or refine your business model. I can't even tell you how many times I've done this over the years. And again, it has been invaluable. I often say the flexible who bend rarely break. I used to be completely inflexible and have a real control issue. But once I learned, that actually happened, I learned to be flexible. And since then, I've just been bending and pivoting, and things have been fun since then. All right. Step 9. This is the final step. Seek guidance from mentors, from business advisors, from others who are further ahead of you in the industry. There are also plenty of entrepreneurial communities where you can exchange ideas and learn from others' experiences. And it's wonderful. Partnership, mentorship, collaboration can be an invaluable source of support on your entrepreneurial journey. I know I've been using the term invaluable a lot during this episode, but really, it's true. That is an accurate term. So there you are. 9 steps to help you get clear on the problem that you solve as you serve the world through your entrepreneurial endeavors. Following these steps in succession, starting at 1 is helpful, but if you've already launched, you can still ask for feedback. You can still optimize. You can still innovate. One of the things that I love about business is that it is as organic as human life. And as an extension of those who run it and are served by it, it can grow, evolve, and it can serve just as we do. I hope you found this episode insightful and helpful as you navigate your entrepreneurial journey. Thank you for listening. If you're just getting started and trying to get all of the tasks of a new business sorted out, head on over to my website to download a free new business checklist at thatshollysilva.com. That's THATS, hollysilva.com. Looking forward to seeing you in the next episode. Cheers to you on your entrepreneurial journey.